Hey y'all, it's Terry, and it's with the crew here for another Hump Day Treat. It is Pride Weekend here. Whoa.
Ooh, girl, are you a little drunk?
I am, my God. I'm over at, like, I'm at the brother husband's house, and they're just feeding me alcohol, so I'll apologize now, and I just don't get any coherent.
Apparently it's been a while since we've been cracking.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Ossifer, I didn't know who you were. I'm going to start with a little anecdote, and then it'll lead up into the actual topic of today's conversation. For the first year ever, my company is going to be in the Calgary Pride Parade, so we're super excited. Voila!
Mine too.
We all are. All of our companies are actually getting representation for the Pride Parade, so represent, kids. Yeah. We're actually very impressed. However, I was having a conversation with my manager, who is... He pretends like he's this really big, old, ornery guy, but he really isn't. He's a nice guy. And I will commend him all the time for trying to be as open-minded and inclusive as he possibly can be, yeah, and always trying to learn. So he asks questions. Sometimes it's really funny / awkward when I have to explain things to him. Let's see, I did actually have to explain what the eggplant emoji was and how never to use it in a text message.
Wasn't he about to use it
one
time?
He was going to use it for something. Like, I don't even know. It was bad. So it's always good. Anywho, we were talking. Somehow the topic of bears came up. And
casually with your boss.
Exactly. I think I said, don't poke the bear or something like that. And then he said something about how... something about bears. So that's how the whole topic came up, and that he didn't know what a bear meant. So I had to explain it to him what it was. So then he went around and then he told everyone that I was a bear, and then he tried to label me as a panda. And I'm like, no, I'm not a panda. He's like, why? I'm like, because I'm not Asian. So it was very, it was very, very strange. He's like, so am I a bear? I'm like, no, you're more like silver foxy. He's like, silver fox? I'm like, yes, what about a polar bear? I'm like, no, you're not an old, fat, like, white-haired bear.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't understand you people. I'm like, that is fine. So.
I'll pull out my flowchart.
Exactly. This is why I don't have, I should have the whole graphic up on my work desk.
You should, yeah.
That way
I think we need to add it to our resources on our website.
This is something. Anyone who can draw nicely and make up this amazing chart.
Oh my God, are you asking for fan art?
I think I am. We need a flowchart for what all the tribes mean and all the branches. Because much like genealogy and anything in the genus species thing, we break down it a lot. Like,
we do.
There's the headers, and then it's a big umbrella. Yes. Like, you're going to have your bears, you're going to have your jocks, you're going to have your twinks, and you're going to have all the... maybe those are the big ones, because otters and wolves and...
Yeah, because break it down further, so there's like a muscle...
Bears,
yeah.
Bears, but muscles are always in jock. Wolves are old otters.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Because that seems like the natural evolution.
But that's exactly what it is. Anywho, so that's the topic of today's... Hump Day Treat is what the hell are these tribes?
Yes.
So if you don't know what they are, we can actually tell you.
So I think we should also point out that we are limited to our realm of knowledge, which is the gay male tribes.
Yes.
That's all we fucking know about.
I am sure lesbians have their own kind of tribes.
I think the girls in our tribe need to get together and do one of their own, because there's got to be like a thousand different...
There's got to be more than lipstick lesbians and butch.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
There has to be more.
I think that's the continuum of it. That's it.
So it's like a Kinsey scale. So 0 to 6, how lipstick are you? God, they have it easy. Jeez.
How many axes do you swing?
Right? How much flannel do you wear?
Yes.
Is it weather dependent? I don't know. I think we named the main ones.
Yes.
So, twink, jock,
bear,
Is Daddy its own separate group?
Daddy is its own separate group.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
I'm just about to open Scruff.
Well, you'd have different levels of Daddy,
and see
I
what
guess.
Else I forget. Yeah, but Daddy's also would be intermingled with the Bears. But I guess they also intermingled with the Jocks, because yes. old Jocks it's, can
Daddy,
be...
See, oh. Daddy is age-dependent. Once you hit, I think it's 50.
Oh, thank God.
you got another 10 years.
I know, so I'm like Daddy adjacent.
It's either 50 or like 55.
I'm going to say
like,
50. No, because yeah, no. 55 is like senior. That's like grandpappy.
Yeah. No, no, no. That's getting no, to? No. When you're 65 is grandpappy.
Really?
Yeah.
But technically, wouldn't like... Any like 40 be Daddy?
No, because 40 you're still young enough. Like 50 is when 50, you look like probably. Yeah. 50 okay. is when you start to look like you're a dad.
I was gonna say maybe 45.
Okay, anything that's older than me, I'm okay with. That just means I'm not a daddy yet.
Yes,
and I can totally deal with that.
But even like the age range between cub and bear is mm-hmm. I think 30.
Yeah.
Because I know I was a cub and I think I'm now a bear because I'm. Like 31.
I know, but see, I always think like a cub is a hairless bear, and then a bear I always thought just had more fur.
No,
but like I never grew more. I didn't magically start sprouting fur when I hit 30. So I never went.
Except for your ears and your nose.
Exactly. Oh my God! Let's not talk about my waxing debacles that I have to do.
But then, what about an otter? An otter's a skinny, like hairy guy.
Yes,
an otter is technically a furry twink.
Yes,
because that's.
But how then, they what's evolved. That age range?
25 yeah. or anything less. It's like a twink is going to be easily slim and hairless.
So then what am I?
I think you're an otter.
You are an otter.
Yeah.
But I'm over 25.
Yeah, but that's
still an otter.
But it's not, I don't think there's an age range for, and then, but the only age range you have is when he gets older and then he becomes a wolf.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think that hits at 40. So I think that's
so that'll
the
be the divorce line.
Yeah.
So it's like a skinny, like hairy guy, older is like
exactly.
A wolf.
Yeah.
But like, because I have a skinny friend, a skinny hairless friend. Like mm-hmm. my friend Casey is mm-hmm. skinny and hairless, and so he should fall in the twink category, but he's like 35.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 35. So like, at what point does he like? What's next evolution for twink? Because like.
God, growing up, that's what, it's, that's what it should be. Anyone over 35 shouldn't be hairless anymore, but you know, that actually
could
raises
a twunk?
Yeah.
Is it a twunk?
I thought a twunk was just like a thick twink.
Wasn't that like
what, no, that's a
that's
chunk.
A jock.
But what the hell is a twunk?
I just made it up.
No, it's real. It's
yeah,
out there.
I think isn't a twunk a muscle twink?
Yeah, I thought it was like halfway yeah. through. But then,
like you're like jacked, but you're still under yeah. the twink age range.
Or is it just slim? Is that what any
like slim is different? Slim is you have like zero muscle tone yeah. and you weigh like 5 pounds
oh,
soaking
God.
Wet.
Like that's,
so it was me in like 2007.
Exactly, yes. Because we were starving, but it was like amazing.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just it's so. I can see how I want to say the outsiders are getting confused. If we are getting confused.
Yes.
With exactly where we are supposed to fit.
I think we kind of just go with the main headers.
Yes.
That's how we kind of understand.
But like, yeah. you and I are on Scruff all the time.
Yeah.
And like we see the guys that are like, they're like bears, but they're like, I'm a muscle bear. And I'm like, what the fuck is a muscle bear? That's a contradiction in itself.
Well, but is it? I think it's just...
I think a bear is just a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Who has hair. Lots of hair.
Yes.
And I think that the muscle bear is the hair part of that. I think it's just a jock with hair.
But wouldn't they be an otter, like a muscle otter? Because they're not...
No,
because
I feel like an otter is like slim.
Yeah.
And has like not a lot of, like not like super toned and like jacked.
Yeah.
I'm trying to Google this.
Yeah.
But Google is not wanting to
Yeah,
cooperate.
See, Google doesn't even know. So
yeah.
Exactly. Like, so twunks exist, but they're like unicorns.
Yes.
No one has actually seen one in the wild.
Yeah.
And if you are one, please get to us, and that way we can actually understand what you're labeled as. Because there's... And I don't want to say that there's a difference between the tribes that we label you as like that and the tribes that you are fitting into for your preferences. Because I think then that is also, like, there's the leather
yes.
community.
Yeah.
And, like, the puppy community. And, but I think all that kind of goes down into, like, some kind of S&M-ish kind
yeah.
of thing. Like,
there's
all those communities are very niche
well,
and fetishized.
And for the longest time, though, the bear community used to be synonymous with the leather community.
Well, exactly. And that's what you assumed if you were a bear, you
yeah.
were leather.
Which is why...
Isn't there apps, though, specifically for bears?
Scruff is supposed to be for bears.
Scruff was supposed to be for bears, but then
they kind of discovered that bears are hot.
Exactly. The Twinks found us, and then they have infiltrated us.
Yes.
So now they've made it their own playground, other than Grindr.
And like, we definitely like, there are Twinks that like the bears, and there are mm-hmm. bears that like the jocks. And
yes.
Like it's like everyone likes everyone, and it there are definitely some diverse preferences out there,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's just. We're not saying that any one label has to be is better than another or is different. It's just easier if you fit in with whatever you say your label totally. Has.
Society needs it.
Yeah.
Labels exist just to label.
Yeah, but just trying to, at least when you get, if you're labeling someone as a twink, you kind of have an idea of what that's like. Yeah. And if you're labeling someone as a jock, you know what it is. But if you're labeling as a bear, that's like a huge community because we have diversified so much.
Well, the funny thing is Some of these tribes or these micro tribes have like expiry dates. Like if you're a twink, I'm sorry, you have an expiry date of 25.
Yeah.
But maybe they just expire and they move on to the next tribe they're in. Because usually twinks don't stay twink sized and twink.
That's walks. Very true.
Metabolism.
Like you don't look plastic anymore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah, usually by the time you hit 25, you've probably gained 10 or 15 pounds and
your face gets more facial hair.
Yeah, yeah. You can actually grow a beard.
But with all these different tribes too, do you guys feel like at any point they're derogatory to be used?
But I think it's just a way to understand where you fit.
If we ourselves label ourselves as such, I don't think it can be derogatory.
No.
It's not like we're labeling them.
Because even when we're talking like,
Jesus.
That was my bad. Got a little excited though.
It wasn't even the drunk.
Because even when we're like, you and I are on our profiles, our apps, and we're looking through, it's never, like, we never usually see no twinks, no bears, no whatever, it's no fats, no femmes, no Asians, no blacks,
Which is the next podcast coming out.
Yes.
That's totally something kettle of fish.
But that is derogatory, whereas, like, when on the plus side, we get, like, bears are awesome, or bears are to the front of the line, or if you can grow a beard, hit me up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then we're like, look at this bitch.
Yeah.
Is that because you look more masculine? Because you don't have the super smooth skin?
No, because I find, and you found this more than I have, but there are a lot of guys out there, especially the skinnier guys,
mm-hmm.
love to cuddle. I don't know why.
Ugh.
Because they're cold.
Yeah, but like
exactly. They have no fat on them bones.
So like I've gone to call myself fat, to call myself a teddy bear, because I look like a teddy bear. Because I'm fucking fat and hairy, but like people love cuddling into me because I think it's more body warmth.
Yeah. Whereas people always message me thinking I'm because I'm a bear, and then I'll be like, you know, it'll be, hey, what's up? I'll be like, nothing. They're like, want to cuddle? I'm like, fuck no. I hate cuddling. I just hate doing it. And I even had it in my profile for a while. Just because I'm a bear doesn't mean I like to cuddle.
Yeah.
I don't. Like, everyone knows I've got the 5-minute cuddle rule post-coitus.
I think that's synonymous with us.
I know. It's like, literally, we get our freak on, we're hot and sweaty, you have 5 minutes to cuddle, and then you need to get the fuck out of my bed. Zero.
Cabs are here.
Exactly. So I called you your Uber.
He says that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I get regular cuddles from you.
Because we're married and...
No, but even like, even when we were dating, like, when we... officially started to figure out that we were dating, I spent the night and you fucking cuddled me hardcore all night.
I was drunk then, right?
You were stone cold sober, bitch.
No, I was just literally, I will say it right now, kids, I'm doing my husbandly duty and I'm cuddling.
We were husbandly duty. That was our second time hugging up.
Whatever. Anyway, we need to wrap this up because he's just throwing out lies. He is living in his own alternate reality now, kids. So anyone that wants him can take him and cuddle the shit out of him because that's all he really wants. Anywho, I hope we were making sense. Although now I think we're even more confused than when we started.
You know what? Hit us up on the socials.
Tell us what you think the tribes are.
Yeah.
Give us some and if anyone knows what a twunk is.
Yes.
Let us know.
Or the lesbian tribes.
Yes.
Yes.
Enlighten us.
Like, okay, yes. We need the lesbian tribes. Is there bi tribes? We don't know. Trans tribes.
Actually, yeah, I would love to know about
something.
Yeah.
We want to know. Give us everything that we can, so we can make it a list. I think we should put it on the website. what the breakdowns, and we can add them to the flowchart.
And we love guest podcasters.
Yes.
So hit us up.
As much as we love to hear ourselves talk, because we're kind of fucking hilarious, we'd like to hear you talk too.
Yes. Yeah. It's a community. That's what this is about.
So you found it.
Oh, maybe we found out which one is. What is it?
A homosexual term used to describe a young man that has the face of a twink with the physique of a hunk.
That's a twink.
Usually a twink's body is not as ripped as a hunk, but if they went to the gym, the twunk could have the body of a hunk.
Huh. Okay, I think I could deal with twunks then. Because at least they're not, like, breakable.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Okay, anyhow, hit us up on our socials, at PrideTribeYYC on Twitter and Instagram.
Or you can get with me directly, as many ways as you want, at GayYodaYYC on the tweets and the Instas. And this has been for me and for the rest of the tribe. We are signing off saying cheers, sluts.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.